Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this evening is the end of the gospel reading. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So we enter a new year. And with every passing of a year and every entering a new year, there are hopes. Hopes for peace in the world, hopes for peace and prosperity in our nation, hopes for health and happiness in our lives. And this world's pattern of hoping ends up leaving us disappointed. Because this world's pattern of hoping hopes that something different will happen. Think about the Chicago Cubs. 108 years of hoping for something different happening. Now, something different happened. And now, what about next year? And eventually, they are not going to win the World Series, and we will be disappointed. This world's pattern of hoping hopes against what has happened, but experience through the years teaches us that there are disappointments. In this world's definition, hope is looking for the opposite of what you've come to expect, and that's not the definition that we use as Christians. We need to have a good, solid idea of what our hope is because of the things that Christians face in this world. All around the world, Christians face difficulties. So to us as Christians, hope is bound up in the person and flesh of Jesus. And that's why that verse, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All our hopes bound up in the person and flesh of Jesus. And so we talk about faith being the assurance of things hoped for, the certainty of things not seen. And faith means, as we've said before, faith means to believe the words and promises of God, to believe the things that God has said to us. And right in the center of all that God has said to us, the center point of the Word of God is that one person who is with hands and feet, born in a stable, laid in a manger, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, incarnate Word of God in Jesus. In many ways, in various ways, God spoke to our fathers of old by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. And so goes the letter to the Hebrews. Jesus is hope with hands and feet, hope that walks around doing miracles and teaching, who purchases and wins for us a future that goes on into all eternity, and he wins that for us on the cross. And because of where he wins that future for us, it becomes important that it is also out at the cemetery that I get to say these words. In the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subdue all things to himself. Because this hope with hands and feet, this hope that is in the flesh, this hope that walks and talks and breathes and is one of us, this hope is able, by his power, to call these bodies right out of the grave. And as a year passes by, at some point we recognize soberly that we are passing. And yet, the Word of God, who is eternal, binds Himself to us eternally. And so through all our history, in our lives, we have something eternal in this someone who is eternal, who gives promises that are eternal, who calls us into those promises that are eternal, who speaks the promises into our soul, creating that spark of faith and growing that faith within the soul. And that is Jesus. And so everything is bound up in the person of Jesus. But the text says again, you shall call His name Jesus. Why? Because in the Old Testament, the word Jesus, Yeshua, Yasha, means salvation. You shall call His name salvation, for He will save His people from their sins. And that word salvation goes back, way back in the Old Testament. That word salvation appears over and over again. It forms a center point as the people of Israel stand by the Red Sea, looking back over where they've come from, and having seen the waters parted and the waters brought together, and having gone through the sea as on dry land, and knowing that they are now to walk with God. The Lord is my strength and my song, and now He has become to me salvation. And the name of Jesus is right there. He is my strength so that I'm able to bear up and endure. He is my hope in times of sadness. He is my light in times of darkness. He is the truth in times of confusion. And then He is my song. The giver of all good things and the giver of all joys. Because God not only created us to live, He created us to celebrate the life that He gives. He created the world to be full of beauty and joys. He created us to be able to enjoy His good creation, to know that we are enjoying His good creation, to know where that creation came from, to know where the joy came from. And so Jesus, talking about His disciples, answering a question that came from the Pharisees, He says to them, the friends of the bridegroom, they don't fast when the bridegroom is present. They will fast later. He says this looking forward in time to Good Friday and the sorrows of that weekend, and then knowing the joys that were to come on Easter. They don't fast when the bridegroom is with them. And so He sets a tone for all of Christianity. He sets a tone for our existence, that we live with the Savior who is by our side day by day, who watches over us, who guards and keeps us, who accompanies us through every part of this life. The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become to me Jesus. This means that we have hope, but it is not the hope of this world. It is not the hope that maybe 2017 will be different or better or continue on and the Cubs will go on to win another one. No, the hope that we have is hope that is built on words and promises of God. It is built on something that is eternal. The hope that we have as Christians is a hope that is also a certainty. Because we can say, God has promised. We anticipate. We look forward. We close the year looking back and saying there have been some hard times. There have been also some joys. There have been times when we needed forgiveness and times when we needed to forgive. There have been times when we as a congregation mourned, shared sorrow over those who had left this world and this congregation or this life to go to be with God. And this year has been a year when we have seen a gathering in of, well, it's more than a dozen people that have come into our congregation this year. And that has been a delight. But whether for the difficulties or the joys in life, whether for the hardships or the blessings, whether for the uncertainty or the certainty, whether for the joy deep inside the soul or the sorrow that sometimes is there also, we have a hope because we have Jesus. We anticipate. We look forward. We know that God is faithful and that He will be with us through all the days of the year to come. And so we finish the year looking to God, thanking and praising Him because He has given good things all through our lives and knowing that He is faithful and will continue to bless. In Jesus' name, amen.